Second.
Or what would you call the, this thing that you would put chicken red, send to the market?
Give me that once more.
The thing that you would put chickens in to send them to market, that would be a...
Chicken coop.
Chicken coop.
Chicken coop.
Right. Well, talking about chicken, say if you were frying chicken, what do you call the piece that the kids like to get so that they can pull it apart?
Bully bone.
Wishbone.
Well, what is supposed to be the story behind that? Why? What's supposed to happen after they pull it?
The one that gets long beats gets away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the person that gets the short end of the stick don't get their wish.
Well, I know, but...
Have you ever heard any comprehensive term used to describe the inside parts of a hog that are edible that you might not usually eat, you know, to include things like the lights, that kind of thing?
No, we discussed that yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And you used a term there that I did not recognize.
Mm-hmm. The haslet?
Haslet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard it.
Now, this is something that you mentioned yesterday also, the intestines of a hog that can be cooked.
Yeah, chitlins.
Uh-huh.
Which,
what's tripe?
Tripe? What is tripe?
That's the same thing. I'm not the specific. Tripe is, out of, it isn't out of hogs. It's out of beef, I believe.
Oh.
Huh. Is that the same thing as what some people call offal?
Well, no, offal is non-edible.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me ask you about this expression. If you hear your cows mooing, they're getting hungry, you might say, well, you know, it was so late, it's right on to...
Milking time.
Milking time, or if they're hungry, you'd say it's right...
Feeding time. Mm-hmm. Feeding, milking, whatever coming up about then.
I want you to call on your theatrical capacities here and give me a good strong call to a cow if you wanted to get him to come in from the pasture.
Just yell, sup, bossy, sup.
Would you say the same thing to get calves come in?
Sup, calf. Mm.
What about horses?
Yes, no. Sup, horsey.
No, I don't think so. what would you say? How would you call the horses?
For having been a rodeo man, I don't know.
His father loved horses and had a few around, or had one around most of the time, but tripe is from cattle.
But if you were, say, if you had a horse hitched up to the buggy, what would you say to him to get him started from a standing position?
Get up.
Mm. And if he was in motion and you wanted him to go faster?
Just giddy up a little more.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted him to stop?
Whoa.
What about the calls to pigs when you feed them?
Ooh, pig, say.
Arkansas.
Is that really said?
Yeah.
Wait a